Next we have Anne in Canada. Are you there, Anne?
Yes, I am.
What's your Twitter name, Anne?
Mine is Bagpipe60.
Okay, that's what we wanted to let Tamala know. Okay.
Did you have a question for Tamala?
I do indeed.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. The question that I have is more along the lines of working with Terry and Andrew. We've heard all the stories about your interactions with all of the cast there, but what about, you know, with Andrew, the creator, and his wife, Terry, since they have just, you know, written Cuffed?
Right. I love Andrew and Terry. They are a relationship.
I'll be back, Pam.
Okay. Keep going, Tamala. Oh, she's checking to see who's on the line. Keep going. Sorry.
They are a relationship inspiration. They are soulmates. They are best friends. They are everything. And the stuff that they come up with creatively is just amazing. That was one of my favorite episodes of this season last night. And I love Terry. I love both of them, but Terry's my favorite out of the two. I mean, I love the fact that she has been able to be happy and loved and love, and also balance all that with her career and what she loves to do as well, and the fact that she and her husband share the same interests and love what they do as well together. I'm just like, could you guys be any more harmonious? I mean, this is sickening. They are an awesome couple and awesome bosses to have, and I adore them, especially Terry. I'm very close with her. I see her, and I just get all warm and fuzzy. I love Terry.
Okay, I'm back.
She does say that you give good hugs. Is that what Beth, she said?
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm a hugger. I'm a lover, though. I love hugs and kisses, and I have to be careful because I want to hug and kiss everybody and, you know, everybody doesn't like that.
Yeah. Getting their space.
First time I met you at Paley Center, I asked for your autograph, and I told you who I was, and you reached down and hugged me and kissed me on the cheek, and I loved
Aww,
it.
That's so sweet. When I saw you at Paley Center, I couldn't get near you.
I thought there were too many people around. I have one other question,
wow.
Tamala. You received your martini glass?
I did, and I love it. It's like being showcased in my my China hutch. I love my martini glass.
Great
gift.
Did you
try the recipe?
I don't. I never got a recipe.
It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom.
Oh,
of the
honey, I was so busy looking at it and acting like I was drinking from it. I didn't even look on the bottom.
Now you got something to do when you get home. You can look at the bottom of the glass.
Yes.
Cheryl?
Well, I'm glad you got it. Thank you so much for letting me call. And
thank you,
I wish you all the best and success and more Laney time on council. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, next call.
Bye now.
We've got about 15 minutes, Cheryl.
Okay, quick. This is Beth from Los Angeles.
Hey, Beth.
I'm here.
Hi, Beth.
Hello, Tamala.
How are you?
I'm great. The first thing I want to say is you are just too cute. Way too cute.
How cute is she?
Thank you.
My arms are open wide.
Oh.
That's how cute. I love you on the show, and in my opinion, you don't get enough time.
You're here.
So I will definitely tweet.
Tell her who you are. You're Love 57 Bird or something?
Yeah, I'm Love 57 Bird.
Okay.
Oh,
what's your question?
It.
What's your question?
My question is, what was it like on the very first day of shooting and getting to know everybody?
It was weird. It was, you know, you're there, and now you know you're going to be together for at least a season when you first start, and you want to make sure that however you are, you're friendly enough, but you're out of their space enough so they can focus. You're just trying to feel everything out. But this group of people that I work with, they've been laughing and cracking up from day one, so it really was an icebreaker within the first hour of Castle having been on set.
That's what I wanted to know. Was it almost automatic comedy.
Yes, it was.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you for being on STR. I personally thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you,
you're so welcome. And thank you for your love.
Yeah, it's there.
I feel it.
Well, real quick, we have Kathy from New York City. Kathy, are you there? Let's bring her in here.
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
Welcome to STR.
Hi. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And my question is it true that when Nathan Fillion cursed, he had to give Molly Quinn a dollar on set?
I think that rule is done now because Molly Quinn is an adult. She has a house and a car now.
A house?
Investing.
There's no more of that dollar stuff anymore. She's not a kid anymore. But when she was, yes, he had to.
Oh.
And did you have to, too?
No.
You don't have any scenes with Molly, have you? We'd like to see Molly go into the morgue. That's what she said on the show. She'd like to be with Lainey as her intern.
Yes, I would love that, too. I would love to do something with Molly. That is my favorite little, I can't even call her a little girl anymore because she's a little lady now. But I love Molly. I mean, I was confused when you asked earlier about who did I want to do stuff with, Susan or Molly. I couldn't choose in my head, but I had to say Susan. But I would love to do something with Molly.
And Molly picked you when she was on our show, and she had a really good idea to be your intern and learn from you and help solve the cases.
I would love that.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have time for anyone else, or are you really close to your time?
I don't know where Tamala's at. She's driving, so it's 20 minutes till 8. I don't know. Are you able to take a couple more, or should we wrap it up, Tamala?
I'm driving, so I'm already going to be a little late.
She's already
late. Just a heads up, I'm going through the hills right now, so I might break up a little bit.
Okay. We're set. Who do you got, Cheryl?
Who do I got?
I don't got any.
I believe this is Janet. Let me make sure. I haven't had a chance to go in the queue and talk
to her. Love my daughter?
Yeah, is this Janet?
Oh, okay. Janet knows her.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice finally.
I know. I feel like we're best friends, you know?
Yeah. I know. Well, we've been through a lot together, so.
Yes, very much.
Have. And, you know, and I don't really, well, I did have a question, but you already answered it when you were doing your interview. So, but I just really wanted to thank you for your support. And, I mean, you were just wonderful. It was so nice to get your, you know, your tweets. And it was just, and you made my husband just feel so excited when I told him about what you said.
Aww.
Comic-Con. And, I mean, his friends would call me and they'd say, who is this actress that Dave is talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
And they're like, he knows her? So you made his final days very, very nice. He thought that was the thing. So I just really wanted to thank you, and I appreciate your, you know, your kindness and everything. And Katie wants to know what she can do to get to be your best friend since you hang around with guys like Dwight Howard, you know.
Oh. Wow.
Breaking guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you. You're okay.
Yeah. So.
Did you hear you?
I don't know.
Are you there?
Tamala?
Ask it one more time.
Katie, my daughter, you know, the big basketball fan, wants to know what she can do to get friends like Dwight Howard, like you have.
We just lost her.
Oh, we lost her.
Oh,
she might be able to call in. If not, she's going through probably the mountains there.
Right, right. That's what you said.
So she might get us back, or she may not, because she's driving and it's pitch dark and windy and everything.
Yeah, we want her to be careful.
I'm glad you got to call in and talk to Tamala. Now, you're up in Sacramento area, so you're another Californian.
Yep.
Are you a native Californian?
Pretty much. I was actually born in Washington, but I was only there till I was 3.
Where in Washington?
I'm actually a Southern California girl.
Me too.
So
where in
I've
Washington?
I've been in Sacramento since I was 15.
15. So what about Washington State? Where were you born? Oh, you don't have to say the exact
Lake.
Area. Oh, Moses? Ah, my brother used to work there.
Oh,
Yakima,
really? I was born on the
family.
Air Force base up there.
Really?
Yeah.
My family's from Yakima, Seattle, Monroe, Issaquah,
oh, yeah.
Hall, North.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you got to talk to Tamala. I'm sorry if
she's
unless
back.
Cheryl,
she's
did you
back.
Get her?
Tamala?
Oh, good. Cool.
She's back.
Thanks, Tamala.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm in these heels right
that's
now.
That's okay.
So.
Love my daughter. Janet has wanted to ask you something about, what was it, Janet?
Oh,
I can't remember.
My daughter, you know, Katie, the basketball queen, you know, all 5'1" of her, wants to know how she can be friends with Dwight Howard like you.
Oh, my God. You know what? Whenever I see Dwight, it's always at places, events. I mean, I'm not really close with him. I would love to be close to him and go to all his games, hang out and be one of his great buddies, but I rarely see anybody that I know.
Oh man.
Homebody.
Well,
all right. Well, I'm glad you got to. Cheryl, do you have any more, or is Janet?
Yes,
I
have.
Okay.
I have lots more, believe
okay,
me.
Okay, Janet, thanks for calling in. We're glad you could get to talk to Tamala.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we got the next one because we're trying to get as many of her fans in as we can
before we
lose her.
I think next up is your friend from down under, Diane.
Oh, Tamala's friend, Diane. Okay,
yes.
Diane, Melbourne girl.
Yes. Hi, girl.
How are you?
There?
Yeah,
how are you?
Good.
I got all my goodies that you sent. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, I'm really, like, excited about the balsamic vinaigrette. Peanuts are freaking delicious.
Oh, no.
Do you have a question, Diane, or you just want to say talk to Tamala a little second or two?
Yeah, just to thank you for everything last month. And what's your favorite episode so far of Castle?
What episode are we on?
What's your favorite one?
Oh, my favorite one of this season was the one last night.
Yeah, Cuff. Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah,
yeah,
Cuff.
I loved it too.
I loved it. I thought it was really freaky but good.
Well, to tell our listeners, because there's, you know, people around the world that don't know what you guys are talking about, Tamala put up an auction for one of her charities, and Diane from Australia won the charity auction and visited last month, a few weeks ago, and Tamala took her around the castle set, and it went to Tamala's charity. And then she sent some boxes of candy to Tamala and the cast and crew. So that's really nice, and it's nice to know the packages do reach you guys, because I know a lot of people send stuff in. So, Diane, we want to thank you for calling. You guys can maybe say your goodbyes, and then we have another caller.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Diane.
No problems. Maybe see you next year.
Yes.
Win another auction, huh?
Well, I believe this next one
thanks,
is
Diane.
Madhu.
No problem.
Madhu from, is this you, Madhu?
Madhu from India.
Yes,
MD
yes,
the Cool,
yes,
19.
Yes.
Go for
Hello?
It.
Hello?
You're on the
Hello?
Air with Tamala.
Hello,
go for it.
How are you?
Good.
How are
Tamala?
You?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm good. I'm wide awake. So I know you're going to smack me. So I'm a bit afraid right now. You know?
What time is it in India?
It's 9:15 a.m. and I haven't slept yet.
Oh, you're waiting
for me. Which is my usual habit, you know? okay. So,
do you have a question for Tamala?
How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah.
How have you been?
And I have been good. My exams are over, so I'm just chilling and keep rocking as a zombie, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Tamala?
Okay. Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Tamala if there is a downside of being an actress. If there is a downside of being in this profession in Hollywood, do you feel there is a downside?
Yes, there's a downside. You really, you know, on any regular job you have and you're not feeling well, you can call in sick on that job. Here in Hollywood, there's no sick days. You got to get up and go. You know, like you don't have any time to yourself, really, and you have to struggle to make time and that time is usually spent with your family. So there's downsides, but there's lots of upsides as well.
And I wanted to know that who is the biggest prankster on the castle set?
Nathan,
I know there are a lot of troublemakers.
Nathan, of course, yes, he's the biggest. And then Seamus is second place.
All right. Now, Cheryl, do you have any more?
I know everybody plays pranks on Seamus. And has anybody ever played a prank on you?
Okay, I'm back.
Hello?
Cheryl, did we lose Tamela? I think we might have lost Tamela again. Yeah, we did. Anyways, MB, thanks for calling. I think we lost Tamela, and then we
got to... Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you for calling. I think we lost her to the hills. I don't know if she'll call in again, but we only have about 12 minutes left.
I have one last one I want to get in, if she calls back real quick.
Yes.
She's probably like hitting that redial. Hit the redial.
Yeah, if she can. She's going through the mountains. She might be needing to get to, she's almost late to, she was going somewhere. If she doesn't call back, I want to remind everybody while we're waiting to see.
She's back.
Okay, you got your last caller?
Pamela?
Your last caller.
Yes.
Okay, I've got one.
You're a trooper. She's a trooper.
One last caller that wants to get in that raised her hand and has headed up. Here we go. Her name is Heather, and she's from Wisconsin. Heather, are you there?
Yeah.
Heather, welcome.
Hey, Pamela. Is this my girl, Heather?
It is.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I didn't think I'd be able to call in tonight. I got a baby that's still up, and I had to shoo my husband away. But
oh, my goodness. Well, I got your package. I looked inside, and I'm going to begin reading your books very soon.
Awesome.
Yes. So thank you.
Yeah. God, I'm so excited to talk. You never get a tweet anymore. It sucks.
I know. You see, I'm up at the crack of dawn. I'm trying to do the morning show. I'm doing photo shoots. I'm like, and going to work and doing all the things I have to do. So I'm so sorry.
We understand. This is frustrating.
Do you have a question that you want to get in really fast before we wrap up?
Well, I just had to say hi.
Okay.
Pamela, I love you to death, and you've gotten me through a couple of really bad nights. So I love you. You're just the sweetie.
I wish I could give you a hug. I have your email, too. I'm going to email you so you can have my info as well.
Oh, thank you. God, I love you. I wish I could hug you through the phone. You're going to make me cry. All right.
And have everybody crying.
I know, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thanks for calling, Heather. She was trying to get through. We had a lot of callers. But, Tamela, we wanted to thank you so much for taking the time. We know that we've been trying for about 7 months since back in May to get something set up, and I'm glad you were able to come and stay so long and talk to a lot of your regular Twitter fans and a lot of the fans around the country and the world. And, Cheryl, do you have the little piece of music that we can play for Tamela as we let her, you know, get on to her next meeting and her commitment. Tamela, thank you so much for coming on, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you all.
And Tamela, listen, if you need anything, just call us.
I definitely will.